Welcome to another episode of Shamrock Stories. I'm Dr. Hainer, Superintendent of Schools in the New Haven School District in New Haven, Missouri. In this episode, we're going to take a quick look at a couple of bills that are making their way through Jeff City at this time. The first bill is Senate Bill 63. It was recently passed by the Senate and is headed to the House. This bill is commonly known as the Misha Homeschool Participation Bill. The bill would allow homeschool students to participate in activities and athletics in the school district in which they reside. Obviously, homeschool students may be in favor of this bill, and students that do attend our schools may not be because they might lose playing time. There are a finite number of opportunities in any sport, even a sport such as track, which we do not cut from, and we can have as many students as we like. When we get ready to go to relays or district competition, we can only take two in each event. Adding homeschool students could reduce the opportunity for the students already attending our school. The second set of bills that I would like to look at are House Bill 711 and Senate Bill 215. Both of these bills are what we commonly refer to as open enrollment bills. They fall under a group of bills called school choice. Our school board in January of 2023 adopted a resolution in opposition of any open enrollment bills. I'm going to speak mainly to House Bill 711 due to it having the best chance of passing through legislation this session. House Bill 711 makes it optional for schools to accept students from other school districts, but it does not make it optional for losing students to other school districts. School districts are protected in House Bill 711 to where they can only lose 3% of their student body each year. Therefore, in year one, we could lose 3% of our student body. The following year, we could lose an additional 3% of our student body. If we look at the finances, I've drawn up an example of the worst case scenario. In this scenario, I am assuming that all students that we lose to another school district had 95% attendance while they were our students. The maximum number of students that the New Haven School District can lose per year is 12 students. After running multiple scenarios, I am very confident that we will lose $7,612 per student that we lose. Therefore, if we lose 12 students in the first year, that is a loss of $86,782 to the district compared to what we are currently receiving from the state. In the second year, if we would lose 12 additional students, that second year's revenue would be $173,000 less than what we currently make. If you continue that trend for 5 years, the total loss over 5 years is $1.3 million. Another way to look at this figure is that loss of $1.3 million would reduce our fund balances by 20%. This is obviously not sustainable for the New Haven School District. If in the future a school district would choose to accept students from another school district, or if they were forced to accept students from another district due to future legislation, the $7,612 that we would receive per student is less than what we currently pay to educate each student in our school district. Therefore, local taxpayers would have to fund the difference to educate students from another district who could possibly be paying less taxes than what we do here in New Haven. Also, if a student that we would accept from another school district is a special education student that requires a personal aid, the cost of educating that student could be more than 4 times what we would receive in funding. Also, if that student from a neighboring district is an IEP student or a free and reduced lunch student, then we are required to pick them up at their door. Therefore, a student that lived in Marthasville, a student that lived in Bay, a student that lives in Labadee, a student that lives in Augusta, we would have to pick all of those students up at their door and transport them to New Haven School District. Finally, if the New Haven School District would continue to lose money due to open enrollment and were forced to go to our citizens for a tax rate increase, senior citizens would be exempt from this tax increase due to a bill that was passed a couple of years ago. Therefore, all citizens under the age of 62 would have to bear the increase in taxes. If you'd like to learn more about this legislation, please join us Monday, March 10th at 5:30 p.m. in the New Haven Elementary School Gymnasium for a more in-depth analysis of how last year's Senate Bill 727 and this year's House Bill 711 could affect the New Haven and Franklin County R2 school districts. As always, thank you for your support of the New Haven School District.